relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. I think you know me, ladies and gentlemen. A bit of a reputation as a troublemaker. I actually relish conflict, especially when it's in a good cause. I don't want to cause grief where grief isn't required, but I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied with the performance of the grand old party on Capitol Hill. And I got some very good preparation for an interview I did last week with Chairman Jim Jordan, which was unusual and has caused a bit of a stir. Here's one little clip from that interview. Float by you something that was told to me by somebody who knows of what they speak. Is it in your purview to work with the speaker and to actually fund your committee or Chairman Comer's committee to be more like a church committee, to hire lawyers and investigators, whether they're outside counsel or working for your committee, to actually go after people who have committed crimes under the color of law as directors of the FBI, as directors of the CIA, because that's what I think millions of Americans want to see. Not people getting new book deals and jobs on CNN, but people who have used their power to persecute Americans facing criminal charges.
Yeah, well, but Sebastian, that the legislative branch can't.
No,
can't
but you can build cases. You can build cases. No, you can help to build cases.
And we have definitely done that. I'd also point out, you know, people talk about the Church Commission. Remember, it was the Church Commission that gave us FISA. The same system that's been abused, what we just were talking about, where we're trying to change that. But it was the Church Commission who gave us FISA. So,
That wasn't the question, Chairman Jordan. I didn't ask you about FISA. The question was, are we seeing results from your committee and the weaponization committee? Somebody who's taught me a lot about the question that should be asked, I think he enjoyed the questions I asked of Jim Jordan, is the executive director of the Oversight Project at the conservative mothership that is the Heritage Foundation. And we're delighted to have him in studio for the whole hour one-on-one. Mike Howell, welcome back to America First.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, so I'll start at the beginning. Are you satisfied, given the last 3.5 years, and especially since the Republicans took over the House, as the results of, well, let's just talk in general, oversight of the executive, especially when it comes to law enforcement, DOJ, FBI, and the intelligence community?
Absolutely not satisfied. I don't think anybody's satisfied. What you said on your show and Maria Bartiromo said on her show this weekend was what everyone's saying privately. I haven't spoken to anyone who is satisfied with the results on Capitol Hill. We are living through the most weaponized and corrupt time in American history, and it doesn't seem like there's a fight occurring to push back. I think the only bright spot thus far is Chairman Comer getting the bank receipts. If you look at the public polling on trust that Biden is corrupt, Comer's driven those numbers through the roof. And so that is one tangible great thing that we can point to. But with regard to the deep state just running roughshod over our rights and President Trump and the organized lawfare, there has not been a change in tactics on the right. And I think the weaponization committee has been the biggest dud of them all. But that was set up. And I really want people to understand this. It was set up to be a dud from the very outset.
By who?
So if you recall at the pound of flesh for McCarthy to become speaker, one of the concessions was the establishment of a church-style committee.
Yes.
The church-style committee was a massive behemoth, 150 staff from all walks of life.
Let me interrupt you here because, of course, Heritage has the data. Your project put this up on Twitter. Let's put it up there. I mean, this shocked me when I saw it. Let's kill a Chiron. So here we have the comparison of the Watergate committee, then the January 6th committee, and the current weaponization committee. For those of you out there who aren't familiar with the lack of commitment from this Congress and the GOP leadership, this blows my mind. The Watergate committee, $48 million. One committee, $48 million with, hold on to your chairs, 178 staff members and consultants, almost 200. January 6th, the fake committee that was illegal, that didn't have representatives who were proposed by both parties, spent $18 million and had 98 staff, contractors and consultants, almost 100 for January 6th. And then the committee we're talking about, the Weaponization Subcommittee, $2 million. And there's a wavy line. I'm not too good at math, but it says wavy line, about five dedicated staff. Thank you. Mike, no staff were actually hired to investigate the weaponization of the Biden administration. Is that correct?
So roughly, yeah. The staffers that have been hired do the full committee portfolio. That's the argument from the Judiciary Committee, is that everyone does weaponization. But what?
So we don't need experts.
Right, right. I mean, they've brought in a few handful of people. We put that graphic out about a year ago. Uh-huh. If we updated it today, the numbers wouldn't be fundamentally that different. But this is the design to fail element, because at that midnight deal to get McCarthy the speakership, where he gave away, you know, as a concession, setting up a huge committee, it was undone right at that very moment. They basically agreed that instead of a new committee to be like the January 6th committee in terms of, you know, ferocity and size and scope, they were just going to make it a subcommittee, basically hang a new shingle on existing activities. So there is really nothing new about it. It hasn't been staffed up. And to do these things, as you well know, it requires bodies, investment, investigators, getting outside of D.C. This isn't a time in America we're going to de-weaponize the government by just sending letters and asking nicely. And ultimately, that's what they set it up to do. And so we're stuck here a year and a half into, you know, this Congress without being able to point to any significant de-weaponization efforts. And the committee has roughly served as a airing of grievances that have already existed out there and been investigated by others. It's a shame, because people were going to expect this to be the oversight Congress, and it didn't turn out to be that.
So my interview, as you said, caused a bit of a stir. Maria Bartiromo used it for her show at the weekend. Steve Bannon played it on his War Room podcast as well. I want to reiterate the question. It was sabotaged by who? Who wanted to make this a fangless, toothless committee? Because we haven't seen corruption like this. The outright employment of the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA to target a presidential campaign, then the president, then his staffers, one of them who's now sitting in a federal jail. In whose interest? Were there members of the GOP who were willing to hobble this committee from the get-go?
Absolutely. I mean, that was the deal that was made. It is why the
was that McCarthy or was that, who was that? Do we know
who specifically was in the conversation? I don't know. I see the output of those negotiations in real time as this thing was set up.
Right.
If you've worked in the oversight area, you know that those issues sometimes cause a problem for leadership, because they view everything, especially in a small majority, through the prism of politics. And so they do not want contentious fights, because those are things that leadership has to arbitrate. And if we look at
this is what boggles my mind, because I think you're a fighter, I think I'm a fighter. Why are these problematic? What's problem? Contentious. If it's contentious, that's when you have to fight more. Is it because of donors? Is it the media? Why do they run away from the stuff that's important? I know it's a naive question, but Mike Howell's answer is what?
Fundamentally, I think a lot of members on Capitol Hill are trying to resist the fundamental realignment of the Republican Party, and particularly as it relates to issues that center on President Trump. That's why we haven't seen any major congressional action that pertains to the 2020 election being stolen, rigged, what have you, or the January 6th events, specifically looking into the committee that ran roughshod over so many Americans' rights, and the Department of Justice views that as its origin event for the weaponized tilt that it's gone into. There's been nothing to look into the intelligence community's frame job of President Trump. That's because at the end of the day, a lot of these majority maker members, or whatever you want to call them, the people who pretend to be conservatives on the campaign trail, do not want to do things that tend to go in that direction. They want to come to D.C. to cash big checks and to get back to the regular order of appropriations that lobbyists are asking for. They view this as low status issues.
For them,
the priority is the big ticket items that please the lobbyists.
Right. Whether it's Ukraine getting money, you know, for foreign wars. Right. They aren't here to fight the existential fight, which is the complete overtake of our federal government and other, you know, state and local governments to be weaponized actors that are just trampling over our rights and currently trying to put the leading presidential candidate in jail as we speak.
Yeah. The ultimate election interference. Heritage.org is the website. You can follow our guests' social media posts at M. Howell Tweets on Twitter. That's M. Howell Tweets. He's the executive director of the Oversight Project. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you value, as much as I do, the deep dive discussions with real experts like Mike, real newsmakers, make sure you never miss any of our long-form interviews. Whichever podcast platform you prefer, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends, because that's how we get the truth out. If you stand with the man who's now facing 730 years in prison on trumped-up charges so they can just prevent him from winning the next election, support him. Get the yard sign that says it all, the T-shirt, the mug, with his booking photograph from Fulton County, and a very simple message: Trump 2024. Get yours at sebgorkastore.com. That's SEBGORKA store.com, with all our America First gear and all of my books. And you can support him directly, please. The most important thing, DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com.
Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do: a controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
Have you decided? Are you coming with us this July 4th? We just had our planning meeting last night. I'm so excited. Cigars on the poop deck with Chris Stegall. I've worked out where the poop deck is. It's real. It is the trip of a lifetime, June 29th to July 6th, with patriots who love America like you do, sailing the waterways of the most beautiful state in the Union. Especially if you missed our trip to Israel a year ago, this one's for you. Already 400 of you have booked. We're closing it down this week, because there's only so many great people you can fit on one luxury 5-star cruise liner. Check out the amazing itinerary on my webpage, sebgorka.com. Click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. You don't want to miss it, especially if you didn't make it to Israel. This one's for you. June 29th to July 6th, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. I want to salute you right now, Mike, because a couple of weeks ago, I had a crazy idea because of these brave whistleblowers like Kyle Serafin, Steve Friend, Garrett O'Boyle. I said, hey, we need to have an event to talk about weaponization. I proposed it to your boss, to Kevin Roberts at the Heritage Foundation, and you picked up that ball, Mike. You and your team put on a whole day seminar, which is superb. I'm a bit trepidatious of asking this question. Thanks to events like that, thanks to the great work of, you know, people like Julie Kelly and Greg Jarrett and Dan Bongino and others, Lee Smith, are we getting somewhere? Is there more traction in the general populace in terms of understanding what has become of the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA? Where are we at? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel great about the public understanding.
Really?
I mean, Americans across the spectrum, I believe, think that something is fundamentally very, very wrong. And if you look at even some of these selective persecutions that the Biden DOJ is running through various states, you know, DAs and others, the trust deficit is massive. I think the left is going to arrive at a point where nobody trusts them anymore, even when they, you know, utilize the machinery of weaponized government. And you know, that messaging part, so important. But I'll tell you who it's not as important for Congress. We don't need Congress to be the chief messengers. They're the people we give power to,
right,
under our constitutional
right
system. We need them to use power. Congressional hearings yes. aren't for spreading the message. That's what this is for and what events are for. We want legislation and consequences and accountability. And I think the public is also catching up to that fact, that it's not good enough just to hold a hearing that 20 people watch on a YouTube right. clip. We want results.
On that interview I did with Jim Jordan last week, his constant refrain was, I asked him, what are you doing? Why aren't people going to prison? He kept saying, we're getting the information out. We're getting the information out. Which, it's okay, but what happens after that? You say the strategic communications isn't that important. I've been pretty hard on James Comer on oversight because I think he isn't the best communicator. But you're saying he's getting access to information that we otherwise didn't have. What kinds of things has Comer unearthed? Because mm-hmm. I want to be a bit fairer to him.
Absolutely. So Comer has actually used the power available to him, which is my criticism of others on Capitol Hill. And he did that by going after the banks, third-party non-governmental entities, to develop the financial records that prove the Biden family corruption.
So the 21 shell companies, mm-hmm. the movement of money from China, Ukraine to those bank accounts.
Absolutely. And as he's done that, the public trust in the Bidens has, you know, absolutely cratered. And I think that's a direct result of him actually using his powers to go after those specific record sets. And so I think he's done a terrific job in that regard for that purpose alone. What we're seeing elsewhere is just not the same.
What should be coming, or what should be the answer to the so what question mm-hmm. when some information comes out of judiciary or weaponization? What would you like to see happen next?
How about what was promised to us at the beginning of the Congress? I'll start there. There was supposed to be a breakdown between the appropriating, the funding of the government, and oversight. So there could be a consequences in the appropriations of how we actually fund government.
So if they're doing something bad, we pull the plug on that piece of money, that pot of money, right?
Absolutely. And that ship has sailed as this Congress has funded everything the Biden administration
But we keep hearing, I've heard Republican politicians say on camera, oh, it's not that easy, it can't be done. What's the real answer to that question?
It's pretty dang easy.
I thought they had the power of the purse in the House.
They allegedly do. They don't like using it whatsoever, especially if it gets in the way of their donor class and getting money to foreigners, whether it's Ukraine or elsewhere.
Give me an example of how it would look, whether it's DHS censoring mm-hmm. Americans, whether it's DOJ prosecuting, you know, 72-year-old grandmothers who are praying inside of Congress on January 6th. What would be one example of, okay, this is how you exercise the power of the purse?
Okay, I'm going to give you two if that's okay.
Yes.
The first one's easy. FBI headquarters.
Yes.
In this context, this Congress gave the FBI a new headquarters. That's outrageous.
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. It's huge. It's massive. The size of the Pentagon. The second example, I think, is particularly more infuriating to me, and that's the border crisis. So a big way Biden, you know, invades this country with illegal aliens is through the proliferation of nonprofits that are staging people south of the border in the country, flying them around. We proved this by tracking the cell phone data of illegal aliens from the border into going every single congressional
district. By the way, you can purchase that data. This isn't Mike, mm-hmm. you know, and the Heritage Foundation creating a private spy entity. Anybody can buy cell phone data, tracking data. It's used by advertisers.
Absolutely. And then a couple weeks ago, we found out a staging invasion camp down in Mexico had flyers in their porta potty encouraging illegal aliens to vote for Biden. So this is a direct threat to our election system.
You need to repeat that. A staging area, like an NGO staging area for the illegal invasion in Mexico, had flyers in Spanish instructing illegals, once they came into America, to illegally, as foreign nationals, vote in the upcoming election for the incumbent President Joe Biden.
That's
correct?
Absolutely correct.
And that finally made it to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mainstream media said, oh, that's not real.
Well, yeah, the mainstream media is all upper crawl. I mean, we got a New York Times hit piece. All the, you know, demons are coming after us, Associated Press. But that's fine. We got more news to drop on them. We can't wait for them to discredit themselves further.
And to identify the NGOs mm-hmm. who are facilitating massive election fraud in America, because that's what we're talking
right.
about.
Right. Absolutely. And so the Congress funded all this stuff. Okay, they gave not only the status quo level of funding to the nonprofits, but in this, you know, package to Ukraine, there's billions of dollars more that go to it. And they know what they're doing is wrong. And here's why I'll tell you. I remember when they issued the one-pagers, look how great our funding bill is. They claimed there was a cut to the nonprofits. And so they know it's wrong, but they're willing to
You're talking about the GOP.
Right. The GOP. And then they go ahead and give him a plus up next go around. And Biden's just, you know, millions and millions and billions of dollars going to these invasion nonprofits that are just putting illegals into every, you know, nook and cranny of this country.
You need to check out the Oversight Project that is run by Mike at the Heritage Foundation. If you're not a member, you should be, of the Conservative Mothership, heritage.org, and follow him at M. Howell Tweets. That's M. Howell Tweets on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Whilst you're online, not now, later in the break, give us a follow as well if you want to be up on the breaking news. I'm everywhere that matters. Look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on all the usual platforms, Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us. We are a TV show as well. Just download the Salem News Channel app or look for us on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Samsung Plus device. And for unique content, buy me and direct access to me, go to my Substack. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name. There's one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com.
Ammunition is a hard asset, something that is tangible like gold. The value never goes to zero. In fact, in times of uncertainty and inflation, the value of ammunition only goes up. Not to mention, ammo can be difficult to find, but I have a solution for you. Ammo Squared. In these tough times, Ammo Squared offers a unique and budget-friendly way to invest in ammunition, like an ammo 401k or ammo savings account. Set it up and have ammo for that rainy day when store shelves go empty and ammunition is hard to find. There is no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. As ammunition builds up in your account, it is stored for free in a climate-controlled warehouse, secured, insured, and safe from threats until you need it. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It is truly a set it and forget it ammo purchasing program. Pick your calibers, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Visit them now at ammosquared.com and join today. ammosquared.com.
If you enjoy America First as much as we love providing it for you every single day, please note we are not NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money every single year. This is a free market enterprise. As such, we enjoy the support of those who believe in this show, people like Mike Lindell. The left detests him. They want to cancel him for good. Why? Because he's a patriot, because he's a friend of the president, and because he loves America. How about a simple suggestion? Instead of buying on Amazon the Chinese garbage that only lasts for a couple of weeks, how about we all start buying American? Yes, Mike is the inventor of My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. He sold 81 million of them because they are that good. That's why I rest my head on one every single night. But he's got literally hundreds of items on his website made in America by Americans for you. Let's support him and buy products made in the United States. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. You will not get that deal anywhere else. And call them up. Talk to a human being. How nice is that? 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. In his responses to my interview with Jim Jordan, where I asked him, so where's this church committee we were promised to investigate the Biden weaponization of government? He said, well, strange response, because that was the deal. We're going to have a massive church committee. He said, well, the church committee gave us FISA. I didn't ask you about FISA. What's your take on FISA? Somebody made a very good comment on the show recently that FISA was created in the 70s to stop terrorists and state actors from doing harm to America. We still had 9/11. Should FISA, given the abuses of it against Mike Flynn, President Trump, et al., should it just be scrapped, and would that leave us vulnerable? What's Mike Howell's take?
So we were pretty strong in weighing in on this at the Heritage Foundation. There needs to be a warrant requirement, which would, you know, end a lot of the abuses absolutely outright.
Not just a secret court where the judge's identity is secret, where the defendant isn't present or his lawyer. You actually have to have a court official, a judge, sign off on a warrant like every other act of Fourth Amendment transgression. Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy idea. How about we just follow the Constitution, yeah, on it, especially in an area where we know is such a threat to our, you know, civil liberties in this country, where so much that stemmed from the abuse of the FISA process, we're still dealing with today. But there was a tie vote in the House at the end of the day. I think it was 212 to 212. Here's how they could have won it. And I'm glad those people, you know, weighed in on the side of wanting to add that warrant requirement. But had the House actually done oversight and investigations in this past year and a half, that number would have been way higher than 212. But they basically have given kid's glove treatment to the IC, the Intelligence Committee, okay, on Capitol Hill. It's not really a committee that performs oversight. It's a caucus of supporters, yes, for the Intelligence Committee.
This is how we had that strange moment last week, where Mike Johnson, who apparently the speaker said, no FISA extension, and then he says, I've changed my mind because of what the intelligence community told me behind closed doors. I mean, I really don't care, because they'll tell you, you know, the alien invasion is happening tomorrow unless we get our powers. I mean, it seems like they're the cheerleading section for the intelligence community, and nobody ever reins them in.
Right, and that's what the weaponization committee was supposed to do. It was supposed to do battle with the deep state, recognizing that the Intelligence Committee was never going to do it. That committee is comprised of people who look in the mirror and see the future CIA director. They're not adverse to the intelligence community. They want to help them and caucus for them. And so, you know what? That vote would have been through the roof with people opposing FISA reauthorization cleanly. Had points been put on the board and education formed and accountability given out for those abuses. But you can't blame a vote when you do nothing for a year and a half leading up to that to actually investigate those abuses and hold people accountable. The public wouldn't have stood for it had that work actually been done. But, you know, work is hard, and that's not what Congress is there to do.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios. Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
Is there somebody you like? I like Matt Gaetz. Is there somebody out there, senator or member of the House, who say, okay, he gets it and he's got principles?
Absolutely. There's tons of them. So I think on the Senate side, Senator Ron Johnson, who, you know, I'm biased too. I started out in D.C. working for him. He gets it. He gets how bad it is and how urgently fixes are needed. If you go over to the House, I also say Senator Lee and Vance and Mike, a lot
Lee,
of the younger
Vance, J.D. Vance.
We got a good generational change happening in the Senate. If you go over to the House side, there's a lot of patriots over there, too. I mean, one of my favorite members, if not on the House side, is Rep. Dan Bishop. He gets this.
Yes, but he's leaving.
He is leaving, which is, you know, unfortunate for us in D.C., but potentially a win for the people of North Carolina. I think Matt Gaetz has also done a terrific job. That's why the mainstream media and honestly, a lot on the right try to discredit him so much, because he's on the set.
Right.
These people are urgent fighters. And a lot of what I see in Capitol Hill is these members can message on it. They can go to a MAGA rally and pretend to be America First for a day, but they aren't fighting with the same urgency. And it's my view that we need to be all hands on deck, all gas, no brakes, because if we don't, you know, turn this ship around, it's going to be terminal.
Yeah. Relax. Out of more than 500 names, he gave us four, so we should relax. We talked to Mike Howell. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First 101, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, it works. It's liberating over 1 million Americans right now as we speak. I happen to be one of them. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 5 years later. Find out today why it works for me so easily by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Ask yourself one very simple question. What do I have to lose? If the only answer to that question is the pain, I think you know what to do. Write this number down, 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number 864-644-1900. Myphdweightloss.com.
Seems to me the truth really is Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith are in a conspiracy to impact the 2024 race. Mm. And frankly, Fani Willis is part of that effort as well. That's what the American people see.
Well, look, I mean, at this point, American citizens are asking, what can you do about it? I mean, look, with all due respect, people are sick and tired of congressional investigations that go nowhere. People are sick and tired of letters being written and sent to the people who we know are bad in the first place. They want you to do something about it. You're an elected official. What can you do to right these wrongs?
Well, we've passed legislation out of the committee that would help remedy this situation, particularly the one in New York. But the president or vice president can move a case to federal court from when you do these state prosecutors who are going after someone for a political reason. So we're a legislative branch. We can't put anyone in jail. And I don't think the Biden administration, their DOJ is going to go after the people who need to go after. You're just not going to get that from Merrick Garland.
We drafted some legislation and we wrote some letters. I am less than impressed, but God bless Maria Bartiromo for picking up the baton after we grilled Jim Jordan last week. If you want to know what you can do to support the conservative movement, not the establishment, if you have a cell phone, it's as easy as calling a phone number and switching to the good guys. There's only one Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use, Patriot Mobile. The other companies, all the big guys, they're woke, they're left-wing. They give millions of dollars to causes like Planned Parenthood, to gun control foundations, and organizations who are censoring and attempting to cancel conservatives. Why would you fund your enemies with every call you make and every text you send? That's insane. Switch today to the good guys. It's as easy as calling 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with my name, extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Oh, and you're with the good guys who've donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and the sanctity of life. Switch today, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Yesterday, Mike, our buddy, Colonel Kurt Schlichter, wrote this piece at townhall.com, which he's been kind of working on for a while, that conservatives need to man up and play by the new rules. Now, I always push back on callers and friends who say, we need to play dirty like them. No, we don't play dirty because we believe in the truth. We don't lie. We don't say anything is possible because that's what commies and fascists do. But enough of the Marquess of Queensbury rules. You're the head of the Oversight Project. Here's my question to you. What can be done? How can we get serious? If we say President Trump wins in November, if we maintain control of the House, I want to see people who have persistently broken the law, acted unconstitutionally, the likes of Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. I want to see them go to prison. Is that possible, or are there few, not enough fighters out there? What's the effect of the statute of limitations? Give us some sense of how wrongs can be righted in practice.
Yeah, so absolutely. I think what we're looking at is a potential civil rights action violation against many people for depriving the civil rights of Americans. And obviously that includes, you know, President Trump with what he's going through, but down all the way to your, you know, just rank and file everyday American Catholics who are being persecuted.
Right.
The FBI agents involved in that are not immune from that type of liability.
So this is civil rights abuses under the color of law. That's the
Correct.
Phrase, right?
Yes. And this is what basically they used after Watergate to go after a few people in the FBI. So there's ample precedent for it. And I think when you start with that basics of looking at this from a civil rights lens, you get into things like conspiracy. I mean, you're looking at a conspiracy right now in terms of the Lawfare versus President Trump, where you have all these different entities that, you know, like to pride themselves and pitch themselves as being distinct, but they're not really distinct. Alvin Bragg is basically an extension of the Department of Justice.
It's one ecosystem.
It is absolutely one ecosystem. And so there needs to be somebody held accountable for these abuses and the peak weaponization.
And then what about the, you know, on average 5-year statute of limitations? How do, you know, crimes were committed against the campaign of candidate Trump, then President Trump, more than 5 years ago. How do we get justice for those people, whether it's Mike Flynn, Navarro, or others? Or just, you know, grandmas who are praying in Congress.
I would say the abuses are ongoing today. And so maybe their origin story started 5 years ago, but you're
seeing... So you tie a thread. You make a narrative thread to something that's ongoing.
Exactly. And then another thing that should be done, and this hasn't been done by Congress, and I watched that interview with Maria and Chairman Jordan, where they said, all we can do is legislate. That's not true. Peter Navarro is not in jail right now because of legislation.
Right.
He's in jail because the House and the J6 committee sent civil subpoenas to all these individuals and then charged them millions of dollars in attorney's fees when you collect it all together. And, you know, if, for the noncompliance cases, put them in jail. And so where are the enforced subpoenas coming from the House of Representatives? What will the next Department of Justice potentially have to look into or for these court cases?
And
there's not a body of work.
And don't they, I mean, if you go back to that graph from, you know, the Nixon committee investigating Watergate to January 6, $18 million and like Butkus today for weaponization. This, I mean, they should be hiring. If you compare this to how they went after Nixon, which was unjustified, by the way, they should be hiring lots of professional investigators and attorneys, shouldn't they? Shouldn't the House GOP actually be hiring people who can help prepare fact-based cases for January 21st next year?
Absolutely. That's what they should have done in the beginning, but they chose not to do on purpose. And there's also no reason why we need to funnel all this authority into a couple chairmen. Yeah. The House rules are whatever the majority decides. You could give that subpoena power to every single member on the right side of the dais if you so chose.
Really?
You could give them the authority to utilize outside lawyers to enforce their actions. Because right now, the House as an institution isn't really playing an active role in that type of litigation. It's kind of been a very, very quiet season for the lawyers there. Also, the one thing at this stage in the game, you know, where we're sitting here in almost May, why not just take all of this difference of money that the J6 committee had, which is up to, you know, $16 million, and just give it, hire a special counsel to go out and do these things? If you don't want to do it, somebody else will.
A congressional special counsel.
Why not? At
this
stage, like, the rules are whatever the House determines them to be. But instead, we're just concentrating all this power in a couple choke points, and then we're expected to just sit there and applaud when letters go out. No, let's do something and put points on the board. This is what the base expected of our leaders,
yes.
And that's why they're getting in trouble now. It's because they failed to deliver on those expectations. So give it to somebody who will do it.
We're talking to Mike Howell. Follow him right now on Twitter, mhowelltweets. He's the executive director of the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project, heritage.org. Have you done it? Have you switched? Are you with the good guys? PatriotMobile.com, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in the nation. Well, let's tie it into our topic, why not? When my cell phone provider, rhymes with Horizon, surrendered to Nancy Pelosi's illegal January 6th committee, I said, that's it. You're done. You're toast. You're dead to me as a cell phone provider. And I switched to the good guys, the only company I trust, PatriotMobile.com. They came after my wife's cell phone data and my children's. Switch today to the good guys who will never sell you out. It's as easy as calling 972-PATRIOT. You keep your old number, you keep your old phone, or you can get an upgrade from Patriot. But don't fund those who hate America and hate your guts. Go today, PatriotMobile.com/Gawker. That number again, write it down, 972-728-7468, PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. Is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Never thought I'd hear any senator, let alone the most senior one in the upper house, threaten a sitting president like that through the intelligence community. Very simple question for you, Mike. Last question. Is the deep state real?
Absolutely, it's real. I mean, how much more proof do people need? We have seen the intelligence community interfere in virtually every single election of this last decade on a huge scale. What I think at the core of what's happening is a lot of experience in the intelligence committee, you know, interfering with elections in other countries. Same thing. That's just coming internally now. And that's what we're seeing over and over and over again. And you'd be a fool if you didn't think it was going to happen on a massive scale in 2024.
As a former staffer, now director at Heritage, you have a lot of experience. Let me ask you for a word of advice. What do you whisper in the ear of the chief executive? If God willing, we do our part and President Trump wins. What is the first action when it comes to the deep state and to weaponization that he should take on January 20th in the afternoon next year?
A lot of people need to leave offices with cardboard boxes in their hands and be preparing and meeting with their lawyers for potential prosecutions.
There has to be judicial consequences.
There absolutely has to be. There needs to be accountability. You talk to Americans across this country, they all say, when is the accountability coming? We need to show that government can work again and function in an even-handed way, where government's actually a neutral instrument and the law are neutral instruments. And that's just not the way the game is played right now. And to get there, we need accountability.
Do we have enough uncorrupt judges to make that happen?
That's a great question. So I don't honestly know the answer. It's all form shopping at this point. You get the law you want depending on where you go.
Where you go.
So you got to pick the right judges. That's what they've turned the rule of law into in this country. What used to be the crown jewel of kind of Western civilization, this neutral rule of law, it's not just form shopping, at least as it relates to, you know, the left. See what's happening in New York or Georgia, yeah, or anywhere else.
Yeah, it is indisputable, from that quote by Schumer to the multiple visits by Fannie Willis's lover boy to the Biden White House, along with Letitia James, to Newt Gingrich saying his sources at the DOJ have informed him that the Federal Department of Justice ordered Fannie Willis to hold that press conference indicting President Trump. It's very clear. They are afraid they will lose power, and they don't want the people of America to choose their next president. If God willing, he manages to pull it off, then there has to be a cleaning of the House. Otherwise, the fabric of the Republic has been rent asunder. In the meantime, join the good guys, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First One-on-One with our friend Mike Howell. Support the man we need back in the White House, who is the number one victim of the deep state. He's the one they hate the most. That's your metric. We've got the yard sign. We've got the T-shirt. We've got the mug with his booking photograph at sebgorkastore.com with a very simple message. Trump 2024. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios. Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The whole thing is a hoax. All of them are hoaxes, including the civil cases. They're controlled by the White House. They're controlled by Democrat judges and prosecutors that were put there specifically. They hate Trump. And the people are getting it. That's why we just came out. A new Emerson poll just was released about 2 minutes ago. And I'm leading by a lot in every swing state and leading in the general election. And you saw the CNN poll. I'm sure they aren't too happy with it, but the CNN poll was fantastic.
President Trump, again, outside the court in Manhattan. Every day they give him an opportunity to hold a press conference the world has to pay attention to. At the same time, he was fined today, $1,000 per his social media posts, nine of them in all. He is not allowed to comment on the trial. He's not allowed to comment on the judge. And he was ordered to pay that fine and to delete those posts as of 45 minutes ago. Hopefully, his followers have taken screenshots of them, and we will repost them again and again and again. Otherwise, the First Amendment is truly dead in our nation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. At the same time that President Trump's First Amendment rights, not just as an American, but as the leader of the opposition, were curtailed by a judge who has donated to Joe Biden's re-election campaign and whose daughter right now is making millions of dollars from the likes of Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff as a Democrat strategist, a woman who is actually getting contracts based upon her father's trial against President Trump. That individual has, I don't know, caved? Can we take it as a victory? Whilst he was fined for exercising his First Amendment rights, Judge Merchan buckled. He blinked. Why? He has decided. He has been so gracious as to allow the 45th president of the United States, and God willing, if we do our part, the 47th, to attend his son, Barron's high school graduation. I don't know if it's because of the pressure that conservatives, patriots put on him. I would have, well, part of me would have liked to see that ban stay in place and see President Trump challenge the swamp, challenge those who think they can steal an election through the courts by simply going to the graduation while he was banned from doing so. The idea that an American father isn't allowed to attend the graduation of his son from high school simply because he's politically not of the elite, I think that would have been very, very interesting. Calls are flooding in fast and thick. I haven't even mentioned the number. 833-33-GORKUM. That's 833-334-6752. Sound off on the topics of the day. The continuing unrest on university campuses in Columbia. I think we have a clip here of what it looked like last night. Cut one. Let's play that cut, please, Eric. After those chants were repeated ad nauseum, I think outside Hamilton Hall, what did the protesters do? You can see the video online. They smashed in the building. They used hammers to break the glass. They gained entry. They kept three employees, staff who were cleaning up the building after hours. They refused to let them leave. One of them has gone on camera saying he was held hostage by the extremists. What does this mean for November 5th? That's the question I keep returning to. Is it being reported in the mainstream media or just on Fox, on Newsmax, here on Salem? Well, shockingly, even Mika Brzezinski of Morning Joe has noticed. And she said something quite shocking for a rather imbecilic lefty. Cut to.
Your point, I think that's where we've all, that's the place we've all been sitting in watching this, going, what the hell is going on? What are these universities doing? Why aren't they doing something? And I'll echo the horror that this does look like January 6th. What a terrible example for our students.
Jeff, did I hear that correctly? Did Mika Brzezinski just say that the left wing students at Columbia are committing an insurrection?
Yeah, I think you teed it up perfectly. An imbecile actually had a good point. What's going on? That she actually compared it with what did the left say? The greatest tragedy in America since the Civil War.
I think right now they're afraid this is hurting their January 6th narrative because it looks too much like the same.
Oh, so she's making that comment because they need to not give ammunition to the conservatives.
Yes, like even Ted Lieu came out today and said that what? You can't be breaking windows and doing stuff like that. That's not a protest.
Little Teddy Lieu?
Yes.
What about the fact that I keep seeing as we're preparing for the show, lots of Republicans on Capitol Hill making speeches after Mike Johnson about the events on the college campuses. Jeff, why?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Eric, help me out. You're a very keen political observer. Why is this? I mean, they haven't spoken out about the January 6th defendants. They haven't spoken out. They haven't had press conferences about what's happening to President Trump. But they're having multiple press conferences, and Speaker Johnson went to Columbia. Why is that?
Well, I mean, given the fact they just passed that massive $95 billion foreign aid package, they care more about foreign aid than anything else. So, yeah, of course they're going to prioritize this over, you know, domestic issues that actually affect Americans. Of course, Israel's an ally. We love and support Israel. But it once again just shows the priorities of Republicans in Congress are not aligned with the priorities of President Trump or the American people.
Is it priorities, Eric, or is it that they just think, hey, this is a really safe thing for us to talk about?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, because, again, we all love Israel. We all support Israel. So it's the easiest thing. Yeah, yeah, we support Israel. Now, what about the J6ers? Crickets.
Gotta go. All right, the number 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We have an amazing show for you today. What should the Republican Party be doing? Wow. Our third hour guest is the head of the Oversight Project at the Heritage Foundation. He's worked on Capitol Hill, and he calls out the cowards. And he's got a plan, especially after January the 20th next year, if God willing we do our part and the right man wins and the conservatives, the patriots, take back the levers of power. Mike Howell is going to tell us exactly what we need to do. In the second hour, one of your favorites, Lord Conrad Black, will be with us. I know he has something to say about what's happening in that Manhattan courtroom. We will have Dr. Peter McCullough on the latest about the vaccines. Oh, they are unhealthy. Oh, yes, they do cause blood clots. Well, isn't that interesting? And next up, Kash Patel, deep state, anti-deep state warrior par excellence. All of that and so much more. We'll take your calls after Kash. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Never miss any of our long-form discussions. I love the chance to talk to a guest who really knows their subject for more than just 10 or 15 minutes. That's what we do for the third hour of the show. If you miss the third hour, if you're in a market that doesn't broadcast it, move. Until you move, do subscribe to the podcast. Never miss any of our deep dive discussions, whichever platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First, whether it's Salem, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And if you stand with President Trump, if you are America First, does the world know that? Do you actually avow that publicly? Well, you should if you believe it. Get the yard sign, get the T-shirt, get the mug that says Trump 2024 with his booking photograph from Fulton County. And that's at sebgorkastore.com, sebgorkastore.com. And I just found out for the third week running, you've made it the number one T-shirt. It's our jujitsu on the jihadists. It's a map of Israel from the river to the sea. Israel will be forever free. Get that as well. And you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. We'll be right back.